stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
All right, this is Radio BAM Series 28 Facts. I'm sitting here with my brother, Jess, from CKY, who is in a band with total dickheads. You guys are such fucking assholes, dude. Seriously, like, you should just...
I'm nice.
You should quit and retire.
I'm nice.
Quit and retire. You're the only nice one, but nobody cares about the drummer.
Yeah, Chad got nice, too.
They care about the singer
Chad,
and the guitar.
Chad's happy as shit these days.
Dude, Shipbird was on tour with us. He knows Chad's new Chad.
It's like...
God, you guys have fucking burnt so many bridges. You're fucking the...
Yeah.
You guys are...
But so did GNR.
Assholes.
GNR were way better
and
assholes.
You know what everybody says? Fuck GNR. Fuck Axl Rose, that bald-headed...
No way,
fuck.
Dude. When Chinese Democracy comes out, if it ever does, it'll go like 10 times platinum.
Ten times platinum? I already downloaded it. I'm not buying that shit again.
No, dude. It's going aluminum. That shit's like demos. Like, you gotta get the real deal.
I don't care. I downloaded it.
Yeah, they're like demos. They suck.
Yeah, well,
no,
I don't care that much.
I will say this right now. If America likes eyeliner rock and dudes wearing girls' jeans, then I hate
rock
life.
Okay, so you're saying you hate Turbo Negro.
Turbo Negro is like Alice Cooper. They're not like dudes trying to be girls.
You just contradicted yourself.
Bullshit.
Bullshit? You just contradicted yourself. You say you like Turbo Negro. They wear girls' jeans and eyeliner.
That guy dresses like a fucking black metal hellion.
Who does?
So anyway,
Hank from Hell.
Do you know how many black metal bands wear eye makeup and girls' jeans?
No, I'm talking about dudes who are...
Black metal bands wear eyeliner.
I am trying... I'm talking about dudes who are trying to look hot.
Jess Margera from CKY is going to get so fucking busted right now.
Bullshit.
I'm going to dog...
Every emo band... Like, there's dudes in emo bands that, like, want their ass to look good in a pair of jeans.
They should.
They're going to do a drive-by dick suck.
They're men.
No shit. You should have your ass looked
men,
good.
You, men curse and drink beer.
You're fucking 20 pounds overweight and you look like shit.
No.
You look fucking fat.
We chop a tree
well, I'm
down.
Never going to wear girls' jeans.
Well, you shouldn't because you look fucking fat and there's nothing worse than a fat dude wearing girls'
no,
jeans.
No, I like rock bands.
It's called brother.
Yeah, I like rock bands.
Rock bands with beards and shit.
Who ate a sandwich in this motherfucker?
Well, real rock.
Well, you and 30 other people, everybody else likes fucking him. Him and fucking girly fans that wear eye makeup and look
America's
not
going gay,
Jesse
so I'm moving
not
to Jess Canada.
Not Jess Margera's 20 pounds overweight.
Dude, I just lost 10 pounds on tour,
well,
man.
Well, thank God, then you were 30 pounds overweight. Now you're 20 pounds
I'll
overweight.
Be right back. I gotta get
Jess, if you put on girl jeans, you would look like a fat gay wad.
I'm not a girl.
I like gay wad.
No, you know who does?
Yeah, but
the fat fuck from Panic at the Disco, he wears girls' jeans and they're like, his fat's overhanging.
He's
like
pretty.
His Jordashes.
His dungarees.
His espirits.
They're not dungarees, they're dungadoes.
But the guitar player from Panic at the Disco is skinny and he looks good wearing girls' jeans.
If you're a fucking dude and you're shopping at Express, then you suck.
Yeah, this is where you keep forgetting.
Hey, I shop at Express.
Neil Fallon is 20 pounds overweight, put on a pair of girls' jeans.
Neil Fallon is a real rock and roll guy.
It's Express for men.
But if he put on girls' jeans, he'd look like a fat.
It's about the fucking music. It's not about what eyeliner you have.
No, it's about girls liking what you look like.
I'm not going to go to Neiman Marcus and buy Bobby Brown makeup.
Listen, ass fuck, I know you're a dude who's 20 pounds overweight and likes to drink beer, but girls aren't. Girls look good, and they want to see dudes that look good, and they want to buy the fucking music.
Well, buy fucking Backstreet Boys. Don't get rock.
Why? They're fucking people, and
girls?
I like negative, and negative looks like girls, but they play good fucking music. You're like,
I don't like
the way they look, but if they write good fucking riffs, you'll be like, well, I don't like the way they look.
They don't write fucking good riffs. Fall Out Boy, that's the worst fucking shit I've ever seen.
Whoever said Fall Out Boy? You said it. I'm talking about negative right now. They look like fucking girls, and they're
I never heard negative, but... Fucking Fall Out the Fuck Boy.
Fuck Fall Out Boy. I'll talk about them.
If I ever saw them, I think I'd kill them.
Oh, man.
I think I really would. Because they're so shitty and
you're
they look
just
like faggots.
Well, because you eat 20 too many buffalo wings and, you have love handles and you can't fit the girl's jeans and you look stupid at eye makeup. That's why you're mad. So you decide.
I can't believe Bam is trying to sell me on eye makeup right now. He's trying to sell me on eye makeup.
Not on you.
And girls.
On dudes that look hot. You're 20 pounds overweight.
Look, let me tell you how. Let me tell you guys how to get laid.
No, wait.
It's a Pabst Blue Ribbon fire.
No, wait. For real. You're 20 pounds overweight. That's why you wouldn't look good in eye makeup.
Because I'm a dude in a rock band.
You'd look like a fat homo.
Well, let's see. What bands were good? Led Zeppelin? Led Zeppelin. Fat dudes with beards.
Bonham was.
Bonham was. He's the only dude who counts.
The singer was fucking skinny as a fucking
He had a fucking doodle toe.
The band that made the music, which is like actually what counts.
Jess, you're contradicting yourself so bad, and all the fans.
If contradicting myself is talking shit on eyeliner dudes,
they're on my side.
Then I'm contradicting the shit out of myself.
I stand corrected.
If it has anything to do with guys looking like fucking bitches, it's glam rock right now.
Poison. I can't say anything because I wore spandex.
And you know what? Poison sold a billion records.
Yeah, but dude, you know what? Looking at yourself in the mirror in the morning and being psyched
Bret Michaels
is important.
Bret Michaels looked good. You're 20 pounds overweight.
He had to look in the mirror like every day and be like, I look like a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
I look like a drag queen bitch.
You know how much pussy he got, faggot?
But he looks like a, that means
who
the girls
cares?
Are dykes then, aren't they?
That's so what? Girls are lesbians then. They think dudes are girls and then they suck their dick.
It's a shame.
Either way, he got way more pussy than you did.
Dykes on bikes.
You're just a fucking fat gay guy from fucking Westchester.
Gay guy. I'm gay because I don't like eyeliner.
Yeah.
Jess doesn't like eyeliner because he's 20 pounds overweight and you look like a
I'm
fat
a faggot because I don't wear eyeliner.
No, if you lost 20 pounds, you'd probably look good in it.
I never wear eyeliner because I like girls.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, but girls love eyeliner on dudes.
I don't like androgyny.
You look good.
Why don't you watch It's Pat?
Yeah, but
it's Pat, dude.
You look like a fat
that
guy.
Looks like a chick and a dude you don't know.
I work with that. That's a fat guy.
Fat Pat.
You look like a fat guy. If a fat guy wears eyeliner, then it looks terrible.
So, I can't believe I'm having an argument right now. He's trying to sell me on eyeliner.
And I'm winning!
Dude, I'm a dude.
I'm winning.
I like rock bands.
You know how many guys wear eyeliner? If you're a guy that's in shape and you wear eyeliner, you'll always look good. If you're fucking 10 pounds overweight or 20 pounds overweight, which you are, you'd look like a fat homo.
I'll just say this. All right, Radio Bam listeners, if you like bands with eyeliner, just go get the Backstreet Boys and just get it over.
They don't wear eyeliner, you fucking idiot. They're jocks.
If you wear a jock with eyeliner,
fucking Poison even, who sold a billion records for Every Rose Has Its Thorn. They wear eyeliner, and Bret Michaels looks good. He makes sure he's in shape.
I can't imagine.
Bon Jovi is in shape.
I can't imagine being on tour and I'm like
he's
backstage.
Still in shape.
And I have to, like, go play a show.
Yeah, no.
And I'm, like, worried about blush. What is that?
That's because you're 20 pounds overweight and you don't need to worry about that.
No, it's because I like rock music and I don't care.
I don't even want anybody else to comment. I only want to talk to Jess Margera right now.
I want people, the fans
on my side right now.
Are they?
Yes.
Dude, I wish they could call in right now and have
They'd call in because I'm fucking right. If you're a dude and you look good and you're physically fit and you wear eye makeup, you will look good. And girls will want to fuck you because of it. If you're 20 pounds overweight, you'll look like a fat
If you like CKY for any other reason than the music, then I don't care if you like our band. How's that?
Jess. Do you know how many bands sell records because they look good? And girls don't even care about the fucking wrist. They just look hot. They just look hot.
That's a shame.
Where are you going?
Yeah, it's a shame, but they're driving Lamborghinis, asshole.
Have you seen my house? I'm all right.
Yeah, you're all right, but you're not good.
I don't want to be good if it means I have to be a faggot.
Well, if you put on eyeliner, you'd look like a faggot.
Thanks.
Because you're 20 pounds overweight.
That's the reason.
That's the reason,
because
you're 20 pounds
overweight. Not because I'm wearing fucking makeup.
Yeah.
But because of that.
Because you would look like a fat faggot.
Can you imagine, like, me, like...
If you dropped 20 pounds, you would actually look good, and you'd probably get loads of pussy.
I think I want to gain 20 pounds just for that comment.
I hope you do.
I hope I do, too. I'm like trying to quit beer because beer makes you fat, but fuck.
No
beer.
I'm
gonna take a case tonight.
If you have muscles and you're fit and you put on eye makeup, you look like a buff gay watch. But if you were like totally skinny, like heroin addict skinny, and you put on eye makeup, you'd look like Motley fucking Crue, and then you get so much pussy.
Let me set something, a setting for you. All right, you come and visit us on tour, right? We're playing Chicago or some shit. You fly in. You walk onto our tour bus and you see me eyeliner on in front of the mirror.
Because
would you like still want me as a brother if you saw me putting on eyeliner?
Fucking 20 pounds
no, okay.
Weight.
What if I like? What if I went and worked out with Depeche Mode every day at the gym?
Then you'd probably look good.
And then I started putting on eyeliner.
It's gonna be Depeche Mode.
I
don't
do that.
Do they go to the gym?
But you're fat, so you wouldn't look good.
Am I fat?
Jess, you have fucking titties, dude.
Do you?
Yes.
Can I suck them?
God, I hate when dudes don't realize when they're fucking
yeah,
fat.
Yeah, because I'm a dude.
Yeah, you're fucking fat.
Like, I'm a guy.
Fucking
I don't
fat.
Know.
Go jog
to
your
house.
I'm just
trying to get in on this.
Can I
don't know.
Well,
yeah, ask a question.
Yeah, let's ask a question.
Jess, you let yourself go.
Do you think Answer would have sold better if you guys were all of, like, good weight?
No, I think Answer would have sold better if we dumbed down the riff.
Really?
Jess, you didn't realize you were fat right now?
Really?
Am I? Yeah, you're fucking fat. You have fucking jiggly titties.
Well, I do?
For a rock star.
Fucking feel them. You're a rock star, dude. Lose
feel my titties,
shit.
Shipper.
No shit, you don't
he had
put
a baby,
on
dude. It's
no,
fucking baby
don't
fat.
Put on
he had a baby.
Baby weight.
When you come that much, you gotta get a little bit.
Yeah, that's
like
true, dude. When your chick is Pregos, man, you fucking cheese eating everything, and then you're just like,
oh, yep. Man.
You have an extra cheese sandwich.
You're ordering Domino's every fucking night.
Domino's.
Right. Jess, you're fucking shit. Fat.
What's that place
up? You're so fucking husky.
All right, I'm gonna start running and starting going to Neiman Marcus makeup shop.
You shouldn't even do this radio show. You should start jogging right now.
See, I detect some bitter shit going on, but I don't know. I just joined in a minute ago.
Shipper, are you going to wear eyeliner?
You got some
Shipper can. He has a fucking gut. He wouldn't look.
You're in a band now.
It
doesn't matter. He's
all right, Vose is skinny as shit. You going to wear eyeliner, dude?
Yeah, he's not rocker skinny, though.
If it'll
yeah, he is. Look at his.
He's got veins in his pubes.
That dude is skinny as shit.
If it'll sell,
he has to shave his chest and then put on eye makeup and shave his beard too.
All right, let's do it.
Then he would look good.
So,
Jess, I'm so right. You're just a fucking drummer for CKY who's 20 pounds overweight. I know what the fuck.
If Rich Rose puts on eyeliner, the Narkill disc will sell twice as much.
Narkill doesn't have that image, asshole. It's a fucking joke band. I'm talking about fucking rock and fucking roll. If you're in a rock and fucking roll band and you fucking put on eye makeup, you'll sell twice as much because you look better. That's all girls cares about. They don't care about
let's
the
let's do a drive-by shaving on Rich
I like Rose. Vaginas, so I'm never going to do that.
Yeah, well, if you lost 20 pounds and put on eyeliner, you get your dick sucked 8 times more.
I can't anymore. I'm married.
Yeah, right. Well, be married because you're 20 pounds overweight. You wouldn't get pussy
it.
Anyway.
I love it.
You wouldn't get pussy
hey,
anyway.
Jess,
the only reason
20
I don't
pounds
wear
overweight.
Thank God you're married because you wouldn't get pussy anyway.
If I wore eyeliner while I mowed the grass, would I get laid more?
Yeah.
No, because you have a fucking beer gut.
Dude, I paid $50,000 for this motherfucker.
Yeah.
At least you have something to show
I
for.
I show that shit, man. I got $1 million with a Budweiser hanging off my fucking gullet.
Dude, like, it's a simple fucking equation.
What if I didn't
if
put on eyeliner,
fit.
But just wore, like, blush?
Rude.
Lipstick.
You'd look like a fat gay one.
What if I just wore lipstick?
Let's you're 20 pounds something. Overweight. Do you want to talk about Jess Margera, who's not
if,
20 pounds
if
overweight?
If I wore lipstick, would I sell more?
If you were 20 pounds not overweight, then yes.
Jesus Christ, man.
But you're fucking fat, so you
brother.
Look like a fat gay wad.
Yeah, you guys aren't brothers.
Would I look like a gay N from outer space?
I'll talk about that after we play a song.
Play a song.
It's a simple equation, dude. If all right, you, if
let's
you
play
like,
an eyeliner band and see if they're
fuck
any better.
You, this is my show. I'll play whatever the fuck I want when I want. I'm telling you, if Oz... put on eye makeup. See, Oz has like muscles and shit, so he'd look like a fucking buff gay wop.
I would.
A buff gay wop.
I would do it.
But if Rich Bowes shaved his chest and shaved his fucking beard and put on eye makeup, he'd look like a fucking rock star. It's a simple equation. You're
I say we play
face.
An eyeliner band so and like a non-eyeliner band and see which one sounds better.
Turbo Negro.
Battle of the eyeliners?
Battle of the eyeliner?
I heard if you put on eyeliner, the record sounds that much better.
Dude, the guy from Turbo Negro called a
girls,
train.
Girls are 50%
like your brother.
Of the world, Jesse.
Your brother.
And girls buy shit that girls buy crap.
This is your shit.
What if I turned into a tranny?
Oh, that'd be hot.
Jess,
that'd be kind of cool.
Stop talking about you wearing blush because you're 20 pounds overweight. It gives me a
great right.
Hey,
mentally
if you turn into a
all right, I vow on this day to lose how many pounds?
20 pounds.
Overweight? 20 pounds.
Thank God.
I will lose 20 pounds. And I will start wearing eyeliner.
I think it's totally sad that you...
And I'm going to see if our sales go up.
I think it's sad that you didn't realize that you were fat.
I don't. I drink beer and I listen to rock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I noticed.
I don't know.
You're healthy. I fucking noticed.
He's got a little bit more.
I am healthy.
You're not fat.
You had
healthy.
One too many nachos.
Dude, at least I don't watch football and shit. Like,
Husky
and
would
eat wings
right.
Watching
you
football.
You had one too many fucking nachos, boy.
I'm a dude, but I'm not that...
He's got a little bit of like the lumberjack slam going on.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. Lumberjack, dude.
Hey, slam.
I'm going for the lumberjack look. Yo, I'm going to start a new form of rock. Lumberjack rock.
Lumberjack rock.
Think bitches will be into that shit, fam?
Tom Rock.
If you wear your flannel.
I want to play a band with girls' jeans and eye makeup. Put on track 3. This is Him Beyond Redemption, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. They sold millions, and Jesse's an idiot.
Big ups.
And he's fat, 20 pounds overweight.
Eyeliner rules.
Scar. I know where the Ryan.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone. Can I talk? Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Jess, do you think Missy would like mountain rock?
I'm going to turn into a hermaphrodite and start hermaphrodite rock.
No, Jess.
And that'll be Jess, the next trend.
Jess.
And I want everyone to follow.
Jess, you're live on air and you have an answer to...
I expect next year to Bam should be arguing whether or not I should have balls and a dick or a vagina.
Jess,
sex change
answer
operation.
This question.
What?
Do you think Missy should listen to mountain rock? She wants to listen to negative with eye makeup and girls' jeans.
See, that's the thing. All right, here's a whole other argument. If CKY wrote songs about breaking up with girls and shit, then maybe we
CKY
should.
Doesn't write songs about breaking up with girls.
That's my point.
So you have a different... You have different fans. Missy's probably not a fan of CKY. She's a fan of Negative because they look like girls. They wear eye makeup, and girls are 50% of the world. You fat.
I want to talk about. I like bands that.
You like bands.
Yeah, like that's my type of shit. Like I like dudes who write about drinking beer and rock.
Okay, what about hot fucking girls?
Like Viking Skull.
What about 50,000 hot girls? They're gonna like negative over
Viking
CKY
Skull?
Because they make sure they're in shape, unlike you.
Viking Skull writes songs about guitars, distortion, fucking bitches, beer, and drugs.
Who?
What else?
Band? What band?
Viking Skull.
Do you think Missy would like fucking Viking Skull? You fat gay.
Yeah,
what?
But that's like. That's what fucking Usher's for and shit. I'm talking about.
And that's
about
why Usher
music.
Sells a billion copies, you fat gay wad.
I'm talking about rock.
You
music.
Sell 100,000 copies.
I don't know about rock.
There's only 100,000 mountain fucking rock lovers, and there's a billion fucking R&B gay wad.
There's 40 million people who like Led Zeppelin.
No shit. And Led Zeppelin wear girl Jesus eye makeup.
No,
that's why I won.
Led Zeppelin.
I won.
Eye makeup.
I won.
What planet am I on right now?
Jess.
Who am I talking to?
Jess. I won.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the message board and see who won.
If you type in LedZeppelin.com, I bet you the first fucking picture you'll see is the singer wearing girls' jeans with bell bottoms.
Not at all.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
Robert Plant kind of was the pussy of the band. The rest of the guys are all...
And he probably got the most pussy.
I'm sure.
Maybe.
Maybe. It's a fact. Who wants to fuck the drummer?
You like that?
The drummer is the best dude of the band. They had to stop Led Zeppelin after he died.
Yeah, John Bonham, dude. He was the coolest.
Which he died from throwing up on his own vomit from drinking too much.
Yeah.
That's rock and roll.
That's how you go.
Dude, that's what the fuck. You don't see John Bonham advertising Pepsi like
I'm sure John Bonham got fucked loads by hot girls.
He did. He did.
I bet you the singer got loads more hot pussy.
They had so much
the drummer
booze
got, the
and
drummer
girls.
Got low fives and the singer got high eights.
Dude, you need to study some rock music,
man.
Put
a fish in something.
That's all I do, asshole.
No, not Led Zeppelin.
You're fucking so stubborn. You only want to listen
John
to
John Bonham got more groupies than anyone in history. John Bonham and Keith Moon got more groupies than anyone in history.
You're on Island Records. You just fucking fired you, and you want to tell
no,
me
no, we fired them. We fired Island Records.
Yeah, whatever. Either way, it's bad news.
They begged
it. How come all my news is
do you know
news?
The A&R guy Island Records cried to us?
Why is all my news good news?
He cried.
Why is all my news good news, Jess?
He cried.
I don't know, man. Beer makes you turn into a dude that wears eyeliner and gay shit.
And 20 pounds.
You like Good Charlotte, don't you?
They're nice people.
He likes Good Charlotte. So where
See,
does
that?
The,
that's where, who, that's,
whose argument
that's why
is valid here?
That's why CKY is a fucking dickhead, fucking faggot asshole. Because Good Charlotte are fucking nice people, and I'm friends with them. I don't care.
Do you like My Chemical Romance?
Yes,
oh, they're awesome.
I love them.
They're fucking awesome.
And they sell more copies than you could ever even count.
All right, so that's the argument, people.
That's
I like Led Zeppelin. He likes My Chemical Romance.
Okay. Well, my
argument is over.
No, the argument isn't over because they sold fucking millions of records and you sold a lousy fucking 100,000.
And we haven't even talked
What's
about
your
Molly
argument?
Hatchet yet.
Yeah. No,
Molly
no,
Hatchet.
No, seriously, shut up. Yo, seriously, they sold way more than you could ever fucking count. And you
want to
bust on My Chemical Romance?
I got Led Zeppelin. For my CD player, you got My Chemical Romance. Argument's over.
Argument is over. They're driving around in fucking Lamborghinis, and you're
no,
taking
not.
A dumpster for a fucking
They're really
piece
not
of it.
Right now. They're really not right
yes,
now.
Yes, they are, you idiot. I've seen their houses.
Their new record.
They live
record.
In New Jersey. I drove up there.
Their new record ain't doing all that.
At least we're not.
Yeah, but their other one did. Your record.
Cool, so they had their day.
Your records never did all that. That's the thing about CKY. You're fucking dickheads.
You know what? I want to play Electric Factory the first year we did it, and I want to play it 20 years from now. That's what I want.
It's true. It's
That's what the fuck I want.
Yeah,
I don't want to play the Tweeter Center.
Why
I
want to
play fucking Electric
well,
Factory.
You're never going to play the Tweeter
years.
Center because you're
Thank
fucking
the
dickheads.
Fuck God. Thank the fuck God.
Yeah, because you're dickheads who are all overweight.
Why don't,
even Chad's overweight now.
Why don't you
Clutch sold out the truck.
You guys are a fat. You guys are a fat mountain band.
Clutch sold out the truck in '92, and they sold it out last year.
You guys are a fucking.
That's yes. fucking.
You guys
why
are.
You
guys are a fat
center.
Mountain band.
I want a career.
You're a fat mountain.
I want
band.
A career.
Yeah. Well, My Chemical Romance could end their whole career right now.
As
and,
soon
and
as metalcore and emo dies, they go down with the ship.
You have
so
to, you
hard.
Have, you have to play
they
a show.
So the fuck hard.
You have to play a show once a week to survive.
Bam. Limp Bizkit. Let's
Limp
talk Biz- about them.
Limp Bizkit are wiping their fucking assholes with hundreds. They yeah. don't have to do another thing.
But right now they couldn't sell out 15
They
North.
Don't care. They're
they
too
couldn't
busy.
Sell out 15
they're,
North.
They're too busy.
They don't care. Ask them about it. They all want to commit suicide right
I
now.
I know.
Like Milli Vanilli.
I know.
Milli Vanilli's rich.
Listen.
Vanilla Ice is
Let's
rich.
Blame it on the
they all
rain.
Want to commit suicide because their careers are jokes.
Oh, my God. I know Fred Durst, personally.
Yeah, he's a happy dude.
I'm going to kill myself.
He's bummed
right
out
now.
that it sucks, but he's still wiping his ass with hundreds.
Yep. Yeah, but like he can't look in the mirror because he's a piece of shit.
I don't think you should look in the mirror because you're dickheads to fucking everybody.
No,
you
no,
just
no,
fucked
no.
in a good Charlotte. They're the nicest people I've ever met in my
no,
life.
No, I met them and they're nice.
Yeah,
and I have and friends and I told
so,
them I
and
don't
it's
like
it's so fucking rude that you fucking talk
oh,
shit
oh,
on
dude,
them.
I know, what's the Benji and Joel? They're
Benji
cool.
Benji and Joel are the
they're
coolest
cool
people I've ever met and you're fucking being
I
a fucking
did shots.
Asshole.
I did shots with them at the VMAs and they were cool as shit.
And now you're talking shit
and they're like, and they're like, you know, I know what our music is.
So now you're
They know.
Shit on
they say. They say. I know what we're doing.
Yeah.
They say. I know what we're doing.
You know what they're doing? They're selling like, records, unlike you.
He says. I don't expect you to like my
they're
band.
They're selling
like,
records,
yeah, right
unlike
on.
You.
You're, dude, I, but
I want. But what?
I want. I want. I want to look. I want to look in the mirror. And be psyched about.
Yeah. Look in the mirror and realize you're 20 pounds overweight.
No, I want to know that I made records that are timeless.
It's true.
Aren't part of a trend or a scene.
Yeah. Everybody chill the fuck out.
Fucking
Yakisha.
Fucking
you guys are in timeout.
Respect.
Timeout.
trends and scenes.
You and your whole band just
it's
me
2006
the fuck off.
And fads shouldn't happen anymore.
God, you
but
sound
they do.
Like Mr. Pyle from East High School. You do. And he's probably fucking
you know what
slapping
it is?
Himself in the face because he has to look at
you know
the Lamborghini by a
I've
shitty
been doing
ass.
This too long.
By
been,
a shitty
I've been doing this too long.
Let's talk
yeah,
about
Jess, you need to have like a fucking golf match. You need to relax on a beach and realize that it's not about talking shit on other bands. It's about talking.
Oh, I don't talk shit on bands.
You just fucking did 18 times on this very interview.
I don't fucking talk shit on bands.
You just said Good Charlotte sucks.
Their music's terrible.
What about
so you're talking shit.
Yeah, you know what? I did talk shit on bands.
You're God damn it. I won this conversation so fucking
But bad. Here's my argument.
Oh, my God. You lost the argument.
No.
My God.
Let me say something, and you need to agree with
fucking
agree
Christ.
Or disagree.
I disagree already. I don't even know what you're going to say. I just know that you're a fucking
I don't ever
want
to be part of a scene or a trend to make
be.
Money.
You shouldn't be.
Is that bad?
It's bad because you only sell 100,000 copies.
Fucking IDR'd 300,000.
I hate how you
IDR'd 300,000.
It still sucks.
You think IDR sucks?
I think the album's good, but I think 300,000 copies sucks.
300,000 copies
you
with
guys
no promotion.
You bust on bands.
That's pretty rad.
You bust on bands that sell 4 million copies, and you say that they suck.
Who?
Good Charlotte. They sold more than 4 million, and you have the fucking gall
Dude,
to bust
you know,
on them?
I'm not busting on
you
them.
You already did!
Like, I don't like Good Charlotte, but
you
if I...
You already did!
If I babysitted,
I'm
I would
not busting
that.
On you. Fucking already did.
Dude, babysitters should like Good
you
Charlotte.
You already fucking did, Jesse.
Go on the message boards and see who's fucking argument
Jess,
is
Jess, you're
going to
be very
right.
disappointed when you look on the fucking message board, because I don't even care about the
You're making me
want
to fucking...
I don't even look on the message board. You do, and you're going to have to read how much of a fucking
because,
idiot you are and how much of 20 pounds overweight
I care about
I'm
what people have to say about it.
Yeah. Rabble, 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 rabble.
God damn it, I'm playing a fucking song.
Play Rasmus.
Brothers, no beer.
Play no beer.
Play fuck you, Shitbird.
Destination.
District.
Yo, did you hear Shitbird's new song, Too Drunk to Jerk Off?
Yo.
That song.
I want to play this song.
That song is good.
You guys need a hug on a break.
Play that. It's Lab. I think it's track one, actually.
Wow.
Yep. Lab from Finland. It's a bitchy girl.
Do they wear lipstick?
Jesus. Well, it's a girl, so of course they wear lipstick.
Oh, it's a girl.
God, you're so hung up on fucking dudes wearing eye makeup.
Mm-hmm.
It's just because you're fucking fat. That's why you hate it.
Because of makeup.
Dude, I bet you your fucking wife likes fucking negative.
I'd leave her.
She likes them.
Oh, negative.
The band.
Okay. No, but if she liked, like,
Fall Out Boy?
Yeah. Here's Fall CKY Boy. Busting on more bands. CKY Fall busting Boy. On more fucking bands. Jesus Christ, if, you guys are fucking dickheads.
If you're not 14 and God, you won't my babysit, own brother has you shouldn't a fuck, like Fall Out
Boy. My own brother is the head of the fucking most dickheaded band in America. CKY. It's so upsetting. Let's hear Lab. Then you can bust on him when the song's done, asshole.
Lab.
Let's hear it. Radio Band 228 Faction. Fuck Jess.
Thank you. going hot right now.
Run for your life.
That's what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
All right, welcome to 10,000 copies Return to Amoeba from a CKY album, because your whole band is such fucking...
Please return your CKY album if you...
They're going to.
Like eyeliner.
But everybody listening probably doesn't even own one, because you guys are such fucking...
So, Bam, what if we wrote Love is a Heartbreaker and put on eyeliner?
No one would give a
would
shit.
Would you like us better?
No, because Pat Benatar is put to do that. Well, you guys are put to play rock and roll, but
here's a song called Love is a Heartbreaker?
Yeah, but
no, she has Love is a Battlefield.
That's for Pat Benatar to play. That's not for CKY to play.
So what should we do?
You should play the music that you play and stop being fucking jerk-offs and talking shit on Fallout Boy and Good Charlotte, because I think it's rude because they're nice people. And I think it's fucking fucked up. You should spend your energy liking other bands rather than putting goodcharlottesucks.com.
Well, you're kind of an actor, and you talk shit on, like, Ben Affleck and shit. Isn't it the same
thing? Yeah, but that's like a feud.
I'm never having feuds. You never had a feud
with Good Charlotte. You never had a feud with Fall Out Boy. I think Ben Affleck sucks because I hate when he pulls up his Rolls Royce.
Oh, I fucking hate him.
He pulls
too.
His Rolls Royce up to McDonald's and gets a fucking milkshake. I want to pour his milkshake on his own car.
Yeah.
Why would you go to McDonald's?
What about Courtney Love?
Because Ben Affleck's a fucking dickheaded jerk off.
What would you do if you saw Courtney Love?
And you know what?
Love.
Fuck it's Jeremy true. Piven too.
Who's that?
Fuck that guy.
I like
if you
him.
Saw Courtney Love, would you throw
you
a
like him?
On
he's a fucking jerk off.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I gotta get a TV. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, he is. That's
yeah,
what I
he's
like.
Great on TV. He actually turned in to the
guy.
Part he was playing in Entourage.
That's right.
He actually turned into the dickhead manager that he was, and the people didn't even want to work with him, and he got fired for a moment. And I think that the whole CKY band should get fired, too.
I think you should get fired for talking shit on other actors.
God, man.
Pretty fucked up.
I like
what if you go to a party and Jeremy Piven's there fucking...
I'll give him the fucking middle
finger.
He's
like, yo, I love your work, Bam, but you talk shit on me.
That's the thing, Jesse. I already talked to him. I already talked to him about it, and I realized he was a dickhead.
I already talked to Good Charlotte about it.
Good Charlotte would probably rock a CKY sticker on their guitars, but you guys are such fucking dickheads that you talk shit on them and they don't deserve that.
I drank two beers with those brothers.
And now you're talking shit on the fucking radio about them.
And they said, dude, I you don't like our music, huh? I'm like, well, not really. And they're like, yeah, I don't blame you. That's what the fuck they said.
Yeah, but they're too busy selling billions of records. They don't give a shit what CKY
because they know that they're going
after
the babysitter market. Because
you guys are fat losers.
I don't want babysitters to like my band. I want, like, dudes who like rock music.
We're having a Pabst Blue Ribbon pillow fight right now. That's what the fuck this is.
Pillow biter.
I'm so mad at the whole band of CKY because they could have fucking been something.
But they
could have been huge.
I think we.
But instead,
I think
just,
we are something.
Their music.
Yeah, you know what? You are something.
Dude.
You're medium.
800,000 records.
You're medium.
That's what I am.
800,000 records is medium.
That's a size for
you. CKY is medium.
I like medium.
Look how him took off. They're fucking massive. They probably can't even talk to you because they're too busy doing something else.
I don't want to talk to him.
Well, they don't want to talk to you because they're too busy making more money than
CKY. I like
CKY.
Daniel Lion-Eye, though. I like that shit.
Yeah, well, they're too busy making more money than you, so they don't feel like talking to CKY.
Are they happy, though, Bam?
Jess, they're happy than a pig in shit.
Is the whole band happy or just Villa?
Jess, they couldn't be more happy.
Villa gets all the publishing money, so is he the happy guy and the rest are
both? The whole band is fucking happy. I've never seen him have an argument once. You guys argue and argue and argue because you're fucking fat idiot losers.
And you'd rather be working at Kildare's.
And you talk shit on all bands, and Darren wants to become a fucking bartender. Well, then give me a fucking beer, Darren!
That kind of bums me out, though, that he would say that before he goes on a show. Like, fuck, I go to
God, Darren's
show.
So fucking stubborn, it pisses me the fuck off. I hope he hears this, dude. I hope he hears this.
Why did he say he wants to be a bartender?
He wants to be a fucking bartender. Well, then give me a beer, faggot.
Well, I think that was like an entrepreneurial kind of thing.
Who gives a shit? Give me a fucking
I think he
beer.
Said he wants to buy a bar.
All right, we'll buy a bar and give me a fucking beer.
Yeah.
We talked about buying a bar, house of booze.
I got to buy a
Darren
bar.
Wants to be a fucking bartender, not play music. Well, then give me a Pabst Blue fucking
I think he means he wants to buy a bar.
Well, buy it and give me a fucking beer.
All right.
Seriously. God, the guy is like the most brilliant dude on writing songs, and he has such a hard time talking to human beings
he has
that
a
he's
hard
ruining
time.
His own
he's,
band.
He's going to
And I
got to
look at my brother
fucking not make record sales.
He's going to rehab, dude.
Well, thank God he's going to rehab. Yeah. He needs it.
At least he knows that he has a problem. Because if he was in the denial stage, then CKY would be over.
Shitbird, the gay mailman, and Misty are the nicest people I've ever met. And Darren fucking hates him because he's a jerk off.
I'm not a nice guy.
Hates who?
Yeah, he hates the gay mailman.
Leave me out.
He's
Darren hates the gay mailman.
And
the gay mailman and Darren have been friends since 91.
He's rude to the fucking Brandywine Eel. He's rude to Missy. He's rude to fucking Shitbird.
The Brandywine
Eel. It's alright, I'll put us in a bus either way.
He's been rude to the Brandywine Eel every time he comes to fucking Westchester.
It's like it's misplaced anger, man.
Not misplaced anger. I hope both Chad and Darren here.
Bam.
And I like how Chad changed his ways. It's fucking really impressive.
Yeah, Chad did change his ways, but Darren's still on prescribed 5 different antidepressants.
Yeah,
and he drinks a half a bottle of Chad.
Well, that'll explain why he's a fucking dickhead.
Yeah, right. I've been a dickhead on that shit before.
Yeah, well, if you're taking that much medication, you're going to be a dickhead to the entire world. That's why everybody has a negative thought to CKY.
That's totally what it is. Like, Darren is hard as fuck to deal with, but he writes the best riffs I've ever heard.
That's what sucks.
I agree.
Yeah.
Darren's brilliant at writing songs, but he's a fucking jerk off.
Well,
right?
you got to have the yin with the yang, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can't have both. You can't
I mean, you have to deal with that because, I mean, you can't deny Darren's talent, but he's a fucking dickhead.
He plays guitar like an alien. He seriously does.
Like Darren plays guitar better than the bands that he likes. He'll play a riff from a band that he likes, and he'll do it better than the dude who wrote it.
Not only that, but
that's what Darren is, and he realized that he's better than everybody.
He's
on a fucking pedestal, and I think it's lame.
He writes guitar parts that don't sound like humans play them. It sounds like some new shit that I've never heard.
Dude, it's good.
I'm
looking at you wearing a CKY shirt, and it's pissing me the fuck off, dude. You guys are such dickheads, man. I gotta play a song right now instantly.
Wait, it's a good thing I'm not that much of a
fan. Can I hear Track 11 from Alkaline Trio? I'm sure CKY probably hates them too.
Never heard them.
Yeah, I'm sure you probably hate them.
That dude's pretty cool.
Never heard of him.
This is one of my favorite bands. This is Alkaline Trio on Radio Bam, and CKY probably hates
Clutch and Led Zeppelin are my favorite band, so...
Fuck you,
CKY. Do the research. Do the research.
Molly Hatchet.
Molly Hatchet.
Fuck you guys.
Molly Hatchet.
Fucking Molly Hatchet.
JibberJabber.com.
JibberJabber.